This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind?
Just hear those fade, those jingling, ring, ting, tingling, too.
I don't know if you can, I don't know if it's possible to hear that and not tap your toes. And just get a little bounce in your step when you hear Mathis.
I just did. I was in here bouncing in my chair. I'm like, that's so, how can you not get a snap out of any bad mood you might be in when you play this? You can't help but snap
off. Yep, let's go. Let's look at the show.
I always say that, remember Sleepless in Seattle?
Yes.
She's listening to, she's driving, and horses. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. We're glad you're here. Scotty's off today. In fact, he's off all week. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell filling in today. We got a couple of guest hosts this week. We're going to have a lot of fun this week, and he's back on Monday with our listener team in New York and ready to attack the Big Apple as much as it can be, masked up and vaccinated. And I'm interested to see. There was a lot of, there's a lot of, folks when Scott was talking about taking this trip, basically saying, what are you thinking going to New York? Come on, man. You got to be vaccinated to walk outside. You got to be, the ridiculousness. But they've been doing it for a long time, and it's a kind of a tradition thing that they do. And they just went on it with it. Hey, if you don't want to go, don't go. They got a great number of people that said, yeah, we want to go. So they're going to be doing the tour, and we'll let you know when they're going to be on Fox and Friends with Janice Dean, and that's all happening. A couple of calls to get to. I want to get some of these texts. Whatever's on your mind today, 800-228-0550. We can talk a little bit about this school shooting in Michigan. They've charged the parents now, each with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. I've seen a lot of both ways on that. I'm a Second Amendment guy, but you got a young 15-year-old. And I don't know that it's not any of the school. They met with this kid. They never looked in his backpack. There's a lot of things that are really suspect here that, normally I would say you can't blame the parents for some lunatic kid. But, and the mom texting him, hey, LOL, next time don't get caught when you're searching for ammunition while you're on your phone in school. So I'm in a rock and a hard place with this one. So, but if you want to chat about that, there's that. We've got the, these cities that are just, they had bail reform. We let a few criminals out of jail because, not really that bad of criminals. And now they're robbing the stores. They all got together somehow and they're all going together and they're robbing the stores. What? Shocking. How could that possibly happen? Well, let's go to, we've been waiting here. Rudy's in Eureka, South Dakota. Eureka, Rudy. What's on your mind?
I was listening to you guys a while ago talking about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, and today's the 80th anniversary, yeah.
My dad was a World War II veteran, and he talked about it. He wasn't there when the bombing happened. He went through there afterwards. He was drafted after Pearl Harbor got bombed.
Sure.
He was stationed in South Pacific, and he was stationed, went through Hawaii at the time, and he talked about it. But anyway, we were over there about 10 years ago, my wife and I, and we went out on a tour to Pearl Harbor, and the place was crowded. It was amazing. And like the other fella said, there's a lot of Japanese tourists there. And what amazed me, those guys had more respect. They were more respectful than a lot of the other people that were there.
Yeah,
that was the amazing part.
Thanks, buddy. My story was that my first marriage with the first wife, we went to honeymoon in Hawaii, and we were there for, I think, 2 weeks. Spent a week on Oahu and then a week over on Maui. And we went to did the Arizona Memorial. We didn't do the tour out in Pearl Harbor, but we did the I was young, and I think about it now and what I now know and have, learned and about Pearl Harbor, about that day, about the whole setup. All of it, about what that meant. That's why I'm really hoping, and it's on bucket list, but it's definitely on the list to get back there and see it again. Because when we went the first time, it was neat. You go out there and you're on, and you're literally, the memorial is on the ship. I mean, the ship is still sitting there. You still smell the oil and the diesel leaking out of the ship when you're on the platform out at the Arizona Memorial. It's crazy, man. I'm telling you. And the old wow face from Todd. Yeah. You can smell the diesel fuel coming still to this day coming. I don't know about, but when we were there in 84, you could smell it. I mean, coming out of the ocean on the bottom of the harbor. And of course, it's a grave site. It's a grave site that they've never, the bodies are still there. And that's what I didn't really gather or didn't hit me or weigh on me when I saw it the first time, that I know will weigh on me if and when I get to go back. So yeah, it's very humbling when you're there and you go there, even at that point in my life. And I know it would certainly be now. And they've got a big memorial going on this morning, and that 101-year-old veteran that was a survivor is over there part of it. Let's go to we got Creighton. Creighton's in Huron, South Dakota. Creighton, what's up, buddy? What's on your mind?
Well, the number one is it's pronounced Juicy Smollett. It's a French name. I just, Dave Chappelle said that's how it's to be pronounced, is Juicy Smollett. If you ever want to see something that will bend you over in laughter, go to his, comedy sites or whatever,
yep,
and see the deal that he did about Juicy Smollett. Anyway,
Juicy Smollett.
It's incredible what Dave Chappelle does with that. It is just, I could stop laughing. But
Creighton, did you text us that as well? Because somebody texted in and said need to see Dave Chappelle's take on the Juicy Smollett.
Nope.
Okay, I'll definitely look it up.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. No, what was your story on Pearl Harbor?
Just a couple things here. I had three great aunts that were all widowed that all lived in Hawaii. And my Aunt Elsie, they were awoken. They had all three of the, Julia and Elsie and Floss were all, Elsie had a house that was up on a hill that kind of overlooked the harbors and stuff. And Diamond Head.
Yeah,
and she said about the sun was just rising,
yep,
and she said they couldn't believe that the house started to shake, and they got rolled out of bed wondering, well, earthquake, what's going on here?
Yeah,
and they got outside and looked, and here came Japanese planes that actually were so low they were shaking her house.
Yeah, the zeros. Yeah, they came in. Yep.
Very low. And she might have exaggerated a little bit, but she always swore that she could have held an egg in her hand and thrown it up and hit the bottom of the Japanese plane. That's how
I believe it.
She always described it as that. And just one more quick note as far as something sad is that my father was in the National Guard out in California when this all happened. And he was in the National Guard, had been for years, and they took him, of course, immediately. He was 41 years old. He was born 1900. And they immediately took him, of course, right back into full service.
Yep.
And something that he was always sad about was that when things all settled out, he was one of the people that would get the trucks. He was a master sergeant, and they would get the trucks and round up the Japanese after this had all happened. And
take them to their
internment camps. And dad always felt bad about that because the people were so nice to him and everything. But he had to load them on the trucks and take them to where they were going to go. And that was a sad thing for him. But hey, thank you. I every morning I listen to this show, and you guys are doing a terrific job today.
All right, Creighton, thank you, man.
You remember Juicy Smollett?
Juicy Smollett, you got it. All right, thanks, Creighton. Appreciate
good day,
it,
folks.
You too, man. There you go. 800-228-0550. Grab line one. You wanted to talk about the Arizona and the Missouri in Pearl Harbor.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Yep, this is Craig.
That's right.
Make sure you, if you guys get to Oahu, make sure you go. And not only is the Arizona Memorial moving, but right next to it, now they have the Battleship Missouri, Mighty Mo.
Yep.
That's where the peace treaty was signed. Yep. So you can do that too. And it's just amazing. You know, the beginning of, and then the end, you know, as well as the Bolton, which is a World War II submarine, which is, volunteers keep that thing. It looks like it's brand new inside. Everything's polished up. Something else you need to see. It's well worth it.
Get there. Thanks, Craig. Absolutely. I never, ever, when we go to Corpus Christi a lot in the winter, and I never miss a chance to go out and tour the Lex, even though I've been on the Lex. The USS Lexington is an aircraft carrier that's permanently docked in Corpus Christi. Take tours on it. I've been on the tour probably 10 times. I still go every time I'm there. You got to go. Got to go see it. Another text. Fauci needs to go, but how often do we see the bad guy get replaced by someone worse? Damned if we do, damned if we don't. That's a great point. And you two are doing a fine job. Just wondering if Leon is ever going to host again. I left Leon a message today to see if he wanted to join us this week. We'll see. We're trying. What's on your mind? We'll take a break. Be right back. Thanks for hanging out with us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
What's on your mind? Happy Tuesday, December 7th, 2021, the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor today, 1941, the date that will live in infamy. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Always get that 4 for $4 going. It's Tuesday. That means you get the double stamp Tuesday on your Lucky 7 club card if you're so inclined. And, by the way, all month of December, want some good car food? Old Trapper deli sticks are $10.99. And that is a great price. Have you been price in beef jerky or anything to do with beef lately. You get a $10.99 bag of Old Trapper for the car. You sticks, you're good to go at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Got a reminder, too, about the tour that's kicking off today, the Medora Christmas. The Magical Medora Christmas Tour is on, and they were starting today in Pier, and unfortunately, they got there's a long reason why the Pier show and the one tomorrow in Sioux Falls were canceled. They're working on rescheduling them. So now we're to the 9th. We're going to kick off on Thursday. That's going to be up in Grand Forks at the Chester Fritz, 7:30. Tickets available online as well. Go to Medora.com. Then Friday the 10th, this Friday, they'll be in Fargo at the Fargo Theater for two shows. Then on Saturday the 11th in Ellendale, North Dakota. And then down on Sunday the 12th in Alexandria, Minnesota at the High School Performing Arts Center there. Tickets all available at Medora.com. It's a great show. You know, you've got Bill Sorensen playing Teddy, and it's just phenomenal. And I had a chance to see it 2 years ago. It's awesome. That was 2 years ago or 3 years ago? 3 years ago, I guess. Time flies when you're having fun. But, yeah, the Medora musical is on. Go to Medora.com and get details on the tickets. Come to a neighborhood near you and celebrate the season. All right, mostly everybody wants to talk about Pearl Harbor today, which I think is great. It's the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. It should never be forgotten, a date which will live in infamy. And Annetta is in Bismarck on Pearl Harbor. Annetta, good morning. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I just have a little story. I am a mail carrier, and maybe 10, 15 years ago, I was delivering to this assisted living place, and I had this old gentleman come up to me and tell about when he was at Pearl Harbor, and he lost his best friend on the Arizona.
Oh.
And he was just bawling. The tears were just running down his face. And he had to be, like, in his 80s.
Wow.
And over time, he probably told me the same story 3-4 times. But every time, the tears were just rolling down his face as if it happened yesterday. And whenever I think about that, I just realize how indebted we are to that generation and to all of our military.
Oh, amen. Amen. That. And you know what? And even though you're hearing it for the fourth or fifth time, you got to listen to that story like it's the first time you're hearing it, you know, for someone like that.
That's exactly how it felt. Yeah.
Yep. I bet. Well, that's a great story, Annetta. Thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate that. Boy, and we're losing them. The greatest generation, as they're known, we're losing them. I mean, there's only a handful of surviving veterans that survived Pearl Harbor, and one of them is 101 years old, and he's there today. He's at the ceremony today. Jerry in McIntosh County wanted to talk about the events on Pearl Harbor 80 years ago today. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Morning.
Morning.
2 years ago, well, just about 3 years ago, at Christmas time, we had the honor of staying on Ford Island for 13 days.
Oh, really?
How the connection was made, my son-in-law, who's in the U.S. Navy and is an officer and still is in the Navy, was stationed in Ford Island. We visited them and stayed with them for 13 days in their house, which is an officer's house. It is approximately 300 yards or 400 yards from the Utah, which is, you can still see some of the remains there. Sometimes I have to pinch myself and say, this was such an honor. And the military people that we got to spend Christmas with, their neighbors are just totally awesome. Most of them were Navy, some were Marines. To see Ford Island and to stay on Ford Island for 13 days is just a dream come true. But one of the biggest things I've seen is how the young military people still honor the past of Pearl Harbor. 2 years ago, my daughter got to meet on Pearl Harbor Day or on the anniversary of the attack, must have been the 78th or 79th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One of the living veterans that was there, and he walked over to the Utah. If I remember right, he was on there or just wanted to see it. I can't quite remember, but he was a veteran of Pearl Harbor. And my daughter said, she had her little girls with, and said, why don't you come on in over to the officer's house? We can We I'll make pancakes and breakfast for you. He giggled
wow.
and laughed, and he said, no, thank you. He said, I got a schedule to stay on, and, of course, he was with relatives and stuff.
Well, and if you know the geography of thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that story very much. Have a great day. If you know that, and I'm looking at Google Maps right now, the Ford Island is right in the middle of Pearl Harbor. It's where the when you ride the ferry out to the Arizona Memorial, you're right off the shores of Ford Island. It's also where the Missouri Memorial and the Oklahoma Memorial are. So that's where all the and that's where the festivities are happening today at 7:55 Hawaii time. But yeah, then Ford Island definitely looks a lot different than it did in the day when that happened. There's some some photographs of Pearl Harbor in 1941 as it looked back then too that you can search and look at. But that's a great story. George is in Orange County, New York. Orange County, New. I'm sorry, don't get any on you, George. What's on your mind?
For having such great shows. I try to listen every morning.
Thank you, sir.
It's difficult in New York to find a show that has some logic.
The
only request is, can we switch senators? I hear people calling up and complaining about your senators. You think your senator's bad. So.
Hey, George, I live in Minnesota, so you and I are going to compete for a chance to switch senators, I think.
Not only that, when they start complaining about him, it's like, sorry, your senators are the 50th vote. So
yeah.
If it wasn't for them being in there. But, and my fantasy, which unfortunately, I've only got one deer, so I need to get another deer to fill the freezer. But fantasy is one year meeting everybody from there in New York City because I'm about an hour away. Or so. But anyway, it's Orange County, home of West Point and the cantonment where the Revolutionary troops stayed and where George Washington had his headquarters and stuff. So I was going to talk about something else, but I'd rather just leave the time for the people that want to talk about.
You know, it's funny, too, George, is you talk about New York. I think New York kind of suffers, I think, from the same problem Minnesota does, is that a lot of times the big city outvotes, you know, and you get outside of a big metro area and you find real people. Our governor calls us in Minnesota, our governor outside the Twin Cities calls us rocks and cows. That's pretty much the only thing that exists outside of Minneapolis, St. Paul, rocks and cows. And I'm sure a lot of the New York City elite think the same way. But in Orange County, where you are, I bet there's plenty of great patriots walking around shaking their head as much as you are.
you're right. And thanks a lot.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. Orange County, New York, man. Never ceases to amaze me how far this show reaches. So what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Got some open phone lines. Get to anything you want to talk about, whatever's on your mind today. Text us 701-237-1590. We got a few of those stacked up. We'll get to those coming up. What's on your mind? Be right back.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden with one of the most critical calls of his presidency on Tuesday with Russian President Vladimir Putin has the world watching. Warnings from the U.S. intelligence community say that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine as soon as next month. Journalist Fareed Zakaria on CNN.
This is the highest stakes diplomacy that Joe Biden has conducted since he's become president. There have been big events that have taken place. Obviously, the collapse of Kabul, the Iran negotiations. But this one, Biden is doing personally.
In what is being called the largest foreign influence in our elections, New York City is preparing to give illegal immigrants the right to vote in elections. Under a bill nearing approval, some 800,000 non-citizens would be allowed to cast ballots. Last year, voters in Alabama, Colorado, and Florida ratified measures specifying that only U.S. citizens can vote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some Mannheim steamroller for Christmas. There you go. The emailer said, hey guys, have a little Mannheim steamroller for Christmas bumper. Well, you can. That's another list. I don't know, bucket list, but on the short list of seeing a Mannheim steamroller Christmas concert. Wouldn't that be something? Oh, man.
Absolutely.
So, oh, it was
Mannheim
Tyler.
And Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Right. Was Tyler who emailed, hey guys, check out the Dave Chappelle stand-up skit from about a year ago, hilarious, on Juicy Smollett. And let's see. Another question. Guys, aren't Converse shoes made in the USA? Someone asked me that about a month ago, and the answer is no. We were looking for American companies. Converse used to be, but Converse sold to Nike like 20 years ago. So Nike owns Converse. Those shoes are not made in the USA anymore. So sadly, the overwhelming result I get on American-made tennis shoes is New Balance. I will put a shout-out to our friend Teresa and the team at Red Wing Shoes who got us those awesome hats that we gave away at the Northern Ag Expo. Red Wing Shoes, made in Red Wing, Minnesota for over 100 years. They also have Irish Setter. And they have great women's shoes, too, at Red Wing, too. So. And they will get you fit, okay? American-made Red Wing. They have their own tannery, Red Wing does. So there you go. And one other email. We were talking earlier about the pyramid of success and the character and the Juicy Smollett. This kid has none. I was talking about John Wooden, who was the UCLA basketball coach for years. Listener says, I got a chance to talk with him for about 15 to 20 minutes at a coaching clinic in Minneapolis. What a great man. If you are not familiar with the pyramid of success from John Wooden and you have children, especially just in young and or you're coaching or you're part of any sort of a youth program, discover that. Okay, discover what that pyramid is all about. Read the book. John Wooden was amazing. He built great citizens, not just great basketball players when he was at UCLA. Well, it's worth it if you don't know about the pyramid of success, but it's just fantastic. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Talk about lineage and legacy and heritage. Started in 1908, H.A. Thompson & Sons. They are the high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor. Not only Bismarck, Mandan area, across the region, South Dakota, Minnesota, into Montana. And when we talk about the vid and air quality and, you know, disinfecting and all of that, if you want to get your air disinfected, the Sonovox UV air cleaners that they sell at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They install and put them in, save you money. cleans the air, scrubs the air, so your other systems work better, especially if you've got a commercial application for them. I'll tell you, you want more info, hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com, and find out more. They got some amazing indoor air quality options for your business or for a home. And I'll tell you, the world we live in now, it's not a bad thing, right? Grab line one. Mike is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, weighing in on the Pearl Harbor anniversary. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, enjoying your balmy weather here in North Dakota today.
Welcome to the party, pal!
driving down the road, living the Joe Biden communist dream. But hey, I was going to tell you, so in 1991, I was on a sea trip, and we were dropping in to Honolulu. And we looked down, and the pilot said, hey, if you look over to the left, there's the Missouri is coming in for, I think it was a 50th anniversary signing or something like that. But he got to fly over the top of that thing at, I don't know, maybe 2,000 feet, 3,000 feet, and look down at it. Amazing. Amazing to see something like that, you know, cruising through the water. And, yeah, I'm listening to the Easter guys talk about, you know, we're the rocks and gravel of the country out here. But,
you know,
the retaliation for that attack on Pearl Harbor was the Mitchell raid, you know, where they flew
off
of aircraft carriers. Richard Cole lived in South Dakota, just south of here. He just passed away. He was 103. So that
he was one of the Raiders.
He was. That rock farmer redneck from the Dakotas was one of the first guys that put the hurt on the Japanese mainland. It's always us. There's a pilot named Waldrick. He was a Native American guy from Fort Pierre, and he flew a Devastator during the Battle of Midway. He was in that squadron where they sacrificed every plane in that squadron so the dive bombers could come in. He was a torpedo plane. They got all those. The dive bombers came in and landed a couple bombs. Again, Dakota kid, Native kid.
That's
you know,
awesome.
Joe Foss. I mean, there's just a list. There's just a list of how you change the world and don't even think about it.
No, I agree with you, man, completely. And all over the country. I mean, people from all walks of life, all over the country, stepped up and did what they had to do. It's awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. You bet. You know, one thing that shows in the movie that I think is really neat is it goes past the attack and it goes into, and he mentioned the Mitchell Red. The Mitchell was the bomber they flew. The guy in charge was Doolittle. So Doolittle, and that's where Doolittle's Grill, and there's one in Fargo, there's a chain of restaurants. But Doolittle was the guy that had to figure out how to get the Mitchell bombers off the deck of an aircraft carrier without plunging them right into the ocean at the end of the deck. So they stripped those planes literally down to nothing. And if you haven't seen the movie or read about how they did it, the Doolittle's Warriors, or what did they call it? I forget the Doolittle's, help me out. Somebody knows. But yeah, that was the great punchline on that whole thing was, here, take this. Here's a little something for you right into Tokyo, which was pretty unbelievable at the time. Dwight is in Hettinger. Got a joke about Fauci. Dwight, what's up?
I just wanted to know if you knew the difference between Anthony Fauci and Frankenstein.
I do not. I do not, Dwight. What is it?
Frankenstein was fiction.
Get over it.
Thank you, man.
Oh, man.
That is very good. Yeah, Frankenstein was fiction. Tom in West Fargo's got a deal on an upcoming concert. Tom, what's on your mind?
Yes, it's a percussion in a concert at Concordia and starts at 4 p.m. And it's just what it says it is. It's all percussion. And it's a really cool concert. It lasts probably, a couple hours, something like that. Maybe a little shorter. And there's an intermission break, but...
Oh, cool.
It's just a really cool concert.
Little plug there for the show. What time is it? Concordia and Moorhead?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, 4 p.m.
4 p.m. today. Tickets still available?
No. I'm sorry. Oh, boy. Yes, we're really off here. Saturday. This coming Saturday. Boy, I didn't say that.
Saturday.
I'm very sorry. Yes, Saturday.
Jeez, Tom. Get it together for crying out loud.
I know.
Oh, no. This Saturday at 4 o'clock, Concordia, the percussion concert. And there are tickets still available.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, sir. There you go. All right, buddy. Thank you.
You bet.
And yeah, I'm sure you could go to the Concordia website and find out more about that if you're in the eastern part of the state. Jack is in Bismarck on the Red Wing shoes we were talking about. Jack, how are you, sir? What's on your mind?
Yes, Red Wing shoes are certainly a company in Minnesota and been there for over 100 years. But I went to Red Wing shoes looking for shoes, men's shoes, made in America. They don't have them. Every pair of shoes they showed me was made in communist China or communist.
At Red Wing?
Then they showed me some, at Red Wing. Then they showed me some Irish Setter boots that you mentioned by name.
Mm-hmm.
Irish Setter boots are made in communist Vietnam. They are not made in America. If you want a Red Wing product that's made in America, I believe you have to have one that says Red Wing on it.
Well, I'm just doing a little checking on that.
I was really disappointed that I could not get a pair of Red Wing shoes. And when they showed me the Irish Setter boots, and they say right up, well, Vietnam.
I'm going to have to do. I appreciate that, Jack. Yeah, appreciate it. I was always under the impression that they have their own tannery in Red Wing, Minnesota. I bet actually the world's largest boot is down there too.
I'll tell you why I went to Red Wing shoes. I used to buy shoes from Hanover Shoe Company in Hanover. I don't know, can't remember anymore. It was New Hampshire, Vermont. Anyway, the last time I tried to buy shoes from Hanover Shoe Company, they had been bought up by somebody in Virginia or in that area of our country.
Mm-hmm.
So I followed along, and they no longer make them in the United States. Hanover shoes are made, I believe, in the communist China. So that's why I went to Red Wing shoes.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you, Jack. Appreciate it.
And I'd like to. Can you let me make a comment about the people there whose son shot the students? There's something wrong with that situation. There's not enough information. I mean, the parents were arrested. I kind of understand why they were arrested based on the news coverage. But there's too much missing information on why they've been arrested. They may well deserve to be arrested, but right now there's not enough information on the parents.
Well, what I've seen, you're talking about the shooting in Michigan at the Oxford school shooting. What I've seen was just the meeting with the kid at school. They didn't check his backpack. They let him go. He's texting or he's searching for ammo in school on his phone. And his mom said, LOL, next time you need to not get caught or be better at not getting caught. I think that obviously there's a reason that prosecutors bring charges in a case. I'm thinking that the reason that they brought this is because they think they have enough to make it stick in a court of law. For each parent, four counts of involuntary manslaughter with what the kid did. Let's wait and see on this. I don't know. A lot more to be seen and heard, I'm sure. On the website, redwingshoes.com, carefully crafted Red Wing Heritage footwear is built in the U.S. with traditional construction techniques that transform premium materials into superbly durable boots and shoes. Says built in the USA here. I'm going to do a little more checking on that and find out, though. I might have a need to go stop over there because I need an orthodontal insert. I might do a little more checking on that. I'm a huge fan of Red Wing. I've had Red Wing, and I currently have a nice pair of Irish Setter hunting boots that I got last year. But I guess I'm gonna check now. But Jack, I appreciate that, man, and we will check. I want to know, and we want to get accurate on that. Chad's in Minot on the line here.
How's
Chad,
going,
what's
guys?
On your mind? Good, man. How are you?
Good. I thought I'd roll with the Fauci joke. Says, wondering if you knew the difference between God and Fauci.
No, what's the difference? I do not.
God doesn't think he's Fauci.
Get over it.
My man. All right. Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it. I got two good ones to take into the week now with me. That's good. All right. 800-228-0550. Ring it up. Phones are wide open. It's What's On Your Mind. Be right back.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include 320 acres of exceptional cropland in Lemoore County, 940 acres of diversified cropland in Stetson County, 480 acres of notable cropland in Botno, 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Morton in Oliver Counties, and 850 acres of crop and exceptional hunting land in Stark County, North Dakota, and 173 acres of excellent cropland in Norman County, Minnesota. View all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Powered by Schwann, Buick, GMC.com. Are you ready for winter? Each year. And at Schwann, Buick, GMC, they have a great selection of local trades, especially SUVs, pickups, and more. And most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Plus, right now, save thousands in interest with some of the lowest finance rates available. Payments to fit every budget. And they'll give you the right money for your trade-in, too. Schwann Buick GMC in the Strip in Mandan, where your warranty lasts a lifetime, online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
There you go. A lot of texts rolling into our text line. Got a nice text from, looks like, Sylvie. Thank you, Ted. It was just a nice compliment for Todd and I on the fill-in. Appreciate that. By the way, this week on the show, we've got, I think Jason Bohr is going to be here tomorrow. And then Chris Berg will be here with us Thursday and Friday. So
Lots going on there. A couple of messages we got into the text line. Talking about how to fire Fauci, chain of command, and it's too involved. Stop buying China stuff. Is that the same as stop shopping at Walmart? It is, actually. And, I mean, you cannot deny that companies like Walmart were built on the back of the deals they get and the relationships they have with China. Oh, another one. If China stopped making money from the United States, that might be just what triggers them to attack us. That'll never happen. I don't ever believe that that would happen. The logistics and the ability to attack an armed populace of a country like, well, the only massive armed populace in the world is a different thing. I mean, it's just not going to, I mean, it would have to be like total and complete, like full on nuke for them to think about coming, you know, the whole gun behind every blade of grass line. Remember that? Another one, there are pork farms in the United States that are owned by China. That's true. Not many, but that's true. Another one, former President Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said he'll no longer cooperate with the January 6th panel. Ask Kelly about that tomorrow. I am going to ask Kelly about that tomorrow, this House Select panel that we're not seeing anything about that's investigating a nothing burger that was January 6th. Some idiots did some idiotic things, and that's the way that went. Let's see, you must be responsible. We're talking about origin labeling. That's why you buy locally from a rancher or a local processor. You know, where I live, we have a couple of great processors, you know, a couple of meat markets, and that's what we do there. It was Doolittle's Raiders. Talking about the movie and the book about Doolittle's raid was 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. That's correct. I believe that was a movie, too. All of the B-52s crashed because they ran out of fuel. They had to take off about 400 miles further than they planned. That is true, but they all didn't crash. The bombing run was done. A few of them did. Some of them made the bombing run and then crashed after that, trying to get over to Indochina at the time. So, and that's really played out in the movie, too, with Affleck and the other kid. Josh Hartnett? Isn't he from Minnesota? The other kid, the other guy that's in the Pearl Harbor movie? Yeah, he's from Minnesota. But that's played out in the movie, how they crashed trying to get to China. Anyway. My Red Wings are made in Cambodia as well. Got to text that. So they may, you know, like other manufacturers, obviously they may be, you know, going where they can, you know, get it done. But I know
everybody wants low prices, and the only way you can do that is get the cost down. The way you do that is get cheap labor. So
exactly. True Red Wings, that may be someplace you've got to make the effort to look at the label. But the true Red Wings are made in Red Wing, Minnesota. Another text here. The worst result of making our products in other countries is the American young people don't know how to make the products they use. Well, that's just a quick training program, or, you know, you have the job and you have the system and you have the equipment and show them how to use it and they can learn. But the work ethic might be a caveat of that conversation. Enjoying the show today. More conversations and love the open forum format. Oh, very good. Just open phones today. No big deal. It says, I don't have access to Google, but would like to know what the five pillars are. I believe the main one is character. Oh, let me do it. I'll get back to you on that one tomorrow. Responsibility, honesty. I'm trying to recall the wooden pyramid, but there's a lot to it. Hey, guys, I worked for Mitsubishi, and they would not advertise on this day out of respect because they were the company that made the Japanese Zero airplanes that were used in the attack. There was a lot of remorse on the part of the Japanese people on that attack. And I know that it came around to, I mean, and then you look at what happened in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, how the war ended, you know, from how it started to how it ended. We don't really much talk about that. But, you know, there's a lot of people from this country that go visit those sites, too. And pay, you know, we talked about there's a lot of people of Japanese heritage that visit Hawaii. And they always have. I mean, I was there in 84 on a honeymoon. There was Japanese folks everywhere and people from all over the world. But, yeah, that's a main destination for people from Japan to vacation. They do go there. So, yeah, but there was a very remorseful thing, as I think it was for us, too, after the way the war ended. But it had to end, and they wouldn't give up. That was the one caveat of that. Worked with a guy years ago who was a World War II vet. He said, those dang Japanese, they wouldn't give up. They just to the last guy. And that was the statement that had to be made. Another text, read yesterday that AOC doesn't believe smash and grab is happening. She says it's fake news. Of course she does. Deny, deny, deny. Just like Juicy Smollett, you know, got a, you know, that didn't really happen. That's again, they deny, deny, deny. Stay on it. Don't ever let up and just keep screaming louder than the truth. But she can scream all she wants. She should go back to bartending. My two cents on that one. All right, that's all the time we got. Man, we got a lot more text to get to. Thank you for the compliments that we got today. Really appreciate it. Had a good time. And what do we got tomorrow? We got Jason Bors tomorrow. And then Chris Berg will be in with Todd and I on Thursday and Friday. So we'll chat tomorrow. Have a great day.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.